ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at Al-Sahifa Al-Sajjadiyya, the supplications and dua of our Imam As-Sajjad alayhi as-salam. And since we are in the beginning of the month of Muharram, we are looking at how the Imam pictured the events of Muharram through the words of supplication that me and you have or had to decipher, so we can get to learn what actually took place and how things were going in that time. So we were looking at supplication number 49. And specifically verse 16, where the Imam begins to say, "O Allah, and how many enemies have unsheathed their swords of enmity towards me? فَكَمْ مِنْ عَدُوٍ أَنْتَضَى عَلَيَّ سَيْفَ عَدَوَةً." And how many enemies are there that they just wanted to kill us, the Ahlul Bayt? We were asking the question, why would people want to kill the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam? So previously we mentioned two reasons. One, fear. People were in fear of losing what they have, or imprisoned or killed. The second reason was people did not understand the Imam himself. They had no idea of how to look at Imam al-Hussein. They looked at him as the son of Ali, the son of Fatima alayhum as-salam, and the grandson of the Prophet. Beside that, there's nothing special to him. Where in fact, he is the Imam of that time. His obedience is compulsory. If he says, let's go to war, everyone has to go to war. Why? Because he's appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have no say against the Imam. A third reason is that made people fight the Imam alayhi salam is the fact that they were not aware of his message as well. Before we dive into that, let us take a short break and then we will continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was to uphold the Islamic principles, to make sure that society itself, it goes by the codes and practices and laws of Islam. To most people back in the day, they assumed that Islam is ritualistic in its nature. Meaning, if we're praying and we are fasting and we're doing Hajj and we're reading Quran and we're paying zakah, we're paying our homes, then why did Imam Hussein have to fight? We find what is he trying to establish? What he's trying to establish, Salah? We're already praying. He's trying to establish fasting? We're already fasting. What is he trying to establish? And sometimes we repeat these phrases that Imam Hussein was trying to establish Salah. No, he wasn't. Salah was already established. The pillars of Islam, were under attack, because the essence of Islam was under attack, because rituals themselves, they're meaningless if they are not built on a solid basis, if they're not built on a solid foundation. Every religion, doesn't matter what they believe in, they have rituals. Even a Buddhist have a ritual. Even those who worship animals have a ritual. Even those who worship fire, they have rituals. Turning Islam into a ritualistic religion was the danger. And that's why Imam had to stand. So Muawiyah, the father of Yazid, may Allah curse him, he said, I did not become a leader or a king over you so you can pray and fast. That's not my problem. You guys do whatever you want. As long as I am in charge, I am your king, that's what matters to me. Leadership. So all these actions that we perform, if they are not laid and built on a strong Islamic principle, one of which is imamah, then it means nothing. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means nothing. Because the foundation is not there. You don't have an imam. And even Muslims, whether Shia or Sunni, agree that whoever dies without having an imam dies the death of a pagan. A death of a pagan means that your actions is not accepted. You haven't done nothing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can fast and do hajj all your life. But if you don't know your imam, then you're on the wrong side. So the imam said, yes, there are rituals, but the principles are not there. Let us take a short break and then we come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We were saying one of the reasons that made people fight Imam Hussein alayhi salam is because they did not understand what he was fighting for. He wasn't fighting so people can pray and fast. Rather, he was trying to establish Islamic principles, one of which imamah. Second of the principles that Imam wanted to fight for is that taghut should not rule. The Taghuti system of Yazid, which we still have these Taghuti systems now, you know, the perfect example is the US, for example, or some of the Europe countries or some of the Asian countries. They're Taghuti systems. They are systems run by oppression, systems run by forcing people to do things they don't want to do, systems built on taking the rights of people. This is what Yazid represented. A Taghuti system. The Imam was saying one of the principles of Islam, that the system that should run the Muslims, it needs to be a fair system, a just system, a system that maintains the rights of people, that gives people their right, not take it away. A system where people are free under that system, where they can pray and fast and do all their ibadat, all their ideology, and everything between is protected. Not a system that says to you, pray and fast. When it comes to politics, you have no say. When it comes to economics, you have no say. When it comes to social matters, you have no say. Just pray and stay in your home and don't get involved. That's not a system that Allah wants. So Imam Hussein's message was to establish these systems, the principles of Islam, which a lot of people at the time of Imam Hussein did not understand. So when he rose up, people thought, well, obviously he just wants to seek power, you know, because we're praying and we're fasting, so what is he trying to achieve? In return, they ended up killing the Imam alayhi as-salam. So Imam Sajjad alayhi as-salam, he says, "Oh Allah, and look at how many people. They took off their swords that were just trying to kill us. And now we know some of the reasons why people were trying to do that." We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد